BootsRadioRadio.com is live and plugged in.
And you're listening to Artists in the City on Roots Reggae Radio. This is Mally, aka Docu Vixen. And this is our first show. And I'm really excited to have in the studio with us Caribbean Commerce Magazine. And we have Esther and Oswald with us. And so would you like to introduce yourselves?
Mm-hmm. So hi, good evening, masses and peoples. I'm Esther Fields of Caribbean Commerce Magazine, here with...
And I'm Oswald Fields with Caribbean Commerce Magazine, and we're here to represent the work we're doing, and big up all the people that have been supporting Caribbean Commerce Magazine over the last little while.
So why don't we go through the journey of Caribbean Commerce Magazine, maybe talk about how you got started and, you know, the journey to where it is now.
Mm-hmm. So you want me to take that? Yes. Okay, so Caribbean Commerce Magazine was actually the brainchild of our founder, which is our brother, Anthony Fields, whilst we were down in Jamaica for Jamaica Fest last year. With Carl MCK Wilson. It has its roots, actually. Caribbean Commerce Magazine has its roots, actually, in a project that Oz and Anthony were working on, an online magazine called Drum Cultures. So out of that, Caribbean Commerce Magazine was truly born.
And so when was that?
That was last July. That was last July, 2012, in Jamaica.
Yeah, well, even before that, with Drum Cultures, we were exploring stories and what people's stories are, what they had to contribute to the culture. And I was I'm a drummer myself, and I was going at it as a sort of like a inquiring into what drummers are doing. And then we started to expand and branch out, and we were available for something more adventurous.
Awesome. So it sounds like it's a family affair. So maybe talk about how it is to actually put on a magazine with your family.
Well, we love that question.
Well, that's, my brother and sister, partners in this endeavor with MCK, I knew them as my brother and sister, but I never knew them in their professional capacities. Esther has been working in banking, and Tony's been working in computers and graphics down in the States. So this whole other side of them is something that I'm just discovering through the magazine. And I must say that I'm totally impressed by that, what they're doing.
And for me, I just felt it was like a next natural move because I recently retired from banking after 27 years. Don't even start to count those numbers,
wow.
Mally. And it's something that my dad always said that we should work together someday. So I think this path was already kind of set for us to do this.
And it seems like each person has their role. So maybe go through of like the team and each role that they play.
Well, I would probably start off with Anthony being the technical wizard behind the whole thing, conceptualizing the idea and doing the background, the back end of the whole technological work to get it on the digital platform. So it's his concept and his technology behind there. But then there is my part, which is the stories of business people, the stories of people wanting to make a better life for themselves, the stories of people who are taking up a sort of an entrepreneurial way of thinking and functioning. So that's what I've been doing. I've been going after those stories and trying to tell those stories. And Esther?
I'm doing the circulation part of it, finance and circulation director, making sure that our magazine gets out to the masses and that it's viable. And MCK Underground in Jamaica, he's our marketing director and basically our connector, and he's doing that part of the business. So we have very defined roles, but when we put them together, we're able to put out the Caribbean Commerce magazine in its form right now.
So maybe let's kind of step back to where you guys are coming from and where are you from in the Caribbean diaspora?
and that's a great one, too. We are, myself, Oz, and Tony are born Trinidadians. We grew up in Montreal. And Carl is from Jamaica, and he studied and worked out here in Calgary, but had recently gone back to Jamaica, and that's where we started. And when we went to Jamaica last year for Jamaica Fest, we got together, and this is how the idea was born. So, and the intentions is actually to spread the word out to other Caribbean countries. We're looking at Trinidad, Barbados, next Grenada. We have reach in Haiti, places like that. So that's our forward thinking dreams. It's for the Caribbean.
Yeah, for the Caribbean, and also in terms of like origins. Just to step back a little bit, growing up in Montreal, we got exposed to the diaspora and the people of the diaspora, whether they're from Haiti or from Jamaica. And for myself, I had a special feeling for Jamaica, growing up with Jamaicans in Montreal. And it always had a kind of symbolic place in my mind. And I never thought I would get to Jamaica, but last year I got there twice and had a blast of a time, enjoyed myself, and met people with a very different feeling for life. And I really enjoyed that. So we're bringing a lot of that vibe to Caribbean Commerce magazine, and you know, talking about what these people do as a people, like economically, creatively, artistically.
So it was born out of Jamaica Fest. So maybe talk about when you're like, oh, this was sort of a eureka moment when you're like, okay, let's do a magazine that's interactive.
Yeah, well, that one, it's not really a eureka moment per se, but maybe a series of eureka moments where we've got synergies going in different directions. We've got synergies going between Esther and MCK Carl, who were on the ground in Jamaica. And we have another set of synergies going with my brother and myself here working on drumcultures.com. So bringing these together, we have a whole other entity called Caribbean Commerce Magazine. And that has two parts to it, actually. There's a magazine part, the digital part, which, by the way, can be downloaded on iTunes. But there's also the business part of it, which is called the Connectors, which is hooking up businesses together and hooking up businesses and government, private and public sectors together. So there's a whole, it's not a straightforward magazine like you might see a hard copy paper magazine. It's a digital magazine, but also a digital platform for people to function on business-wise, creatively also.
Yeah, I was just looking at it, and it seems that you have, a place where you could also read about the stories, but then listen to the artists' music, and there's a video function. So maybe talk about a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is a really cool piece that we like to show off, because it presents great opportunities for us to develop on this platform. So what we're doing in terms of our entertainment commerce piece is that we are bringing artists into the platform, and here we're able to tell their stories, and also with embedded in the application as well, you can listen to the artists' songs, releases. You can buy tickets to shows that they'll be performing at. We're looking to expanding it a bit to be able to probably look at tracking intellectual properties, things like that is what we're looking to do with building with the artists.
So how does that work with, just this came up to me, but like, is it also a distribution platform, or is it specifically just a platform to showcase to get to the artists?
I don't think we're at the distribution level yet. Now, we're evolving in a number of streams. So right now, it's just showcasing the artists, what they're doing, getting the biography. But the platform is like strong enough to accommodate things like that. So that's going to be in the future for us.
Awesome. So let's talk about your first issue, and then sort of movement into your second, because you have two issues out right now, right?
Right. So we have issue number one, which we call Caribbean Commerce Magazine, The Connectors, and that was our first stab at putting out this digital application, which is available on the iPad. We started this the first issue really with the context of putting the folks that we've met and that we've interviewed and that we've connected with in the magazine, telling their stories in the hopes of also developing our connector piece of it. And we were quite successful in that manner because, just as a sideline, we had a couple of stories from in our first issue. We've actually connected them to actual work that's going on in Jamaica right now. So we were looking to develop that as well. Again, we had set out to do this on a bi-monthly basis, and been quite successful with that as well. And so now we have our issue number two, which will be coming out shortly, sometime during the week next week is what our target is, and we're on time. And that is going to lead with a story of China in the Caribbean, so which is a huge hot topic, and we're hoping to get some good feedback from that.
And that particular story takes advantage of one of the features of our app, which is translation. The China story is called The Dragon and the Hummingbird, those two symbolic elements of those different parts of the world. And what it does is that it goes into the implications of China investing heavily in the Caribbean. And we also translate it into Chinese. By a couple of taps on the app, you get a Chinese reading of it. So we're hoping that it not only strikes in the Caribbean, but farther afield into Chinese reading peoples.
Yeah, that expands your audience, right?
Yes.
So what is your connection? And I saw that you were part of Jamaica TV, or you were on Jamaica TV. So maybe talk a little bit about that.
Well, I was the with myself and my brother Anthony, we got into CVM TV and we did some interviewing with them there, and that was a lot of fun, trying to communicate what we're doing on a television platform, trying to remember everything so as the mind goes blank, and that was a little milestone, a little marker that told us that we had hit some of our marks. You know, we said we're going to go down to Jamaica, we're going to do this X, Y, and Z, and this was one of the marks we wanted to hit. Mm-hmm. Was to get out there, talk to people, show them what we're doing, and make them feel friendly towards Caribbean Commerce Magazine.
Mm-hmm. And whilst we were in Jamaica, like Oz said about our milestone, one of our goal was to, and still is, get the government agencies involved in what we're doing, and for the government agencies to use us as a platform to do that networking, to bring those ideas out and to let the rest of the world know, well, this is what's needed or this is what we're doing. So we're giving investors or and entrepreneurs and other business and other governments an opportunity to look at the Caribbean from a different perspective. We want to get on the map as far as commerce is concerned, because although we're really good for beaches and our coconut trees and our lovely vacation time, and we go there and we have a blast, there's a big, huge element, and this is what we experience in Jamaica and the rest of the Caribbean too, Trinidad, Barbados. There's huge opportunities for commerce And we know that it's going on, but we're not hearing about it enough. We're not in there enough. And we're just trying to use this magazine as an opportunity to capitalize on that and put the Caribbean on the map. So when you talk about commerce, there we are too, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's also like building infrastructure within the region. It's mm-hmm. It sounds very similar to like, you know, film because, you know, our music is exported all over the world. Mm-hmm. Our literature is, but, you know, the infrastructure for actually a film and for us to tell our own stories, it's still kind of, we're still getting there.
Yeah,
people are feeling their way. As we were talking, we were like reflecting on this, and we noticed that recently, Jamaican Toronto director Sud Sutherland came out with a film called Home Again, mm-hmm. and it's called the tagline is very interesting. Sometimes home is the last place you want to be, and I thought that was very interesting vis-a-vis what we're doing, because one of our first stories was about a man named Percival Latouche, who has an organization that helps people who are trying to transition back home in the Caribbean, specifically Jamaica right now. And what he's doing is trying to get those people savvy to how Jamaica is today, you know, not what you have in your mind from way back, but to give you the real deal and to tell you what's happening in the culture now. So Sud's coming out with his movie and us coming out with this story called The Resettlement Man in the first Caribbean Commerce magazine seemed to me a nice little bit of dovetailing in terms of where people's heads are at, you know? We think that that's a nice little coincidence that tells us that we're on the pulse in some way.
Well, that kind of brings, that just came to my mind of the role of, you know, the diaspora and investing in the region. And what do you think about that and how can we best sort of kind of build those industries within the region?
Well, people who come out to the West, people who have immigrated here, you know, a lot of us have educations. A lot of us are exposed to a wider range of ideas, of thoughts. And, you know, we're still connected to the Caribbean. We're still connected to back home. And I think that is a good thing when we can somehow bring back some of what we've learned here back home. And, you know, if we're good at it, we could probably generate jobs. Mm-hmm. Recently, we were talking to a Canadian senator. What's his name? From the Canadian government. And he was telling us he's got ideas aplenty to bring business to the Caribbean. And we got into talking about, you know, what you can do. How can we bring technology back home and empower those people back there? How can we bring business ideas? Senator Don Meredith.
Yes.
He's got ideas for bringing technology back home and empowering people back home. So we don't have to always be in a kind of like an aid-dependent mm-hmm. relationship mm-hmm. to the larger economies. He wants to put us on the map. Mm-hmm. And he's doing a lot of work. So Don Meredith, Senator Don Meredith, big up to you.
Yeah, that's amazing. So I know I'm going to butcher this. do we want to talk about Jamaica? I'm going to let you guys say it.
Jamaica Fest. Yeah. Yeah.
But let's talk about that. And that's kind of upcoming, right?
Mm-hmm. So last year was our first opportunity to be involved in that festival in Jamaica, which was held in Negril. We actually had it over a three-day period. And it was in conjunction with Canada Day. We celebrated Canada Day as well. And that festival included local artists, artists from Trinidad, and artists from Canada, who we brought together on one stage. And we just had a great, great time. It was very important in terms of how that whole festival was structured, particularly with the collaboration between Jamaican and Trinidadian artists. That was really important for us in terms of how that was put together. So this year, We want to use Jam Cafes, or we are going to, I shouldn't say we want to, we are going to have Jam Cafes, but also utilize it in a form of more collaborations like that, and also keeping it in tune with our commerce aspect. So during Jam Cafes this year, we'll be having artists from all over as well. But also we're going to have sort of like an expo, a commerce expo, and an environmental expo added on to that. So we're going to be utilizing the festival in many ways.
Now, the app also makes the possibility of, excuse me, the possibility of doing more online through the app, like for example, buying tickets, like for example, getting hotel rooms, finding out about various trips or tours happening in the area of Jamka Fest, which, like as we said, is going to be in Ocho Rios. We hope we're working on it, and there's going to be a lot you can do through CaribbeanCommerce.com app to get to. Where the event is happening, and we're putting a big shout out to Prophecy, up and coming Jamaican roots singer, songwriter, and presence. Prophecy is one of our figures that we featured in the current CaribbeanCommerce.com. He's a wonderful singer, and he's going to be there at Jamka Fest, and so might also be Toronto. Roots Rockers House of David Gang, but that hasn't been pinned down yet, but we think House of David Gang will be there, or should be there, or if they're not there, they will be there at some point.
So let's go back to how what's the process of putting this magazine together. How do you kind of track down stories? How is that process?
Okay, it's blood, sweat, and tears.
His blood, our sweat, and our tears.
It's like working really hard. You've got to work to deadline, and you've got to like we share once so far the primary writing has been done by yours truly, Oz. Okay, but we are looking to spread the work around to other writers and other photographers. This is an unfolding story. And then...
As it always is.
And Anthony, our brother down in Los Angeles. Hi, Tony. How's it going? He's doing all of the programming and designing the back. He is a master programmer, designer. He's insane with design, I'm telling you. He's insane with design, and so I hand him over my precious words, like I treasure so much, and he works on that and gets it nice and looking fantastic, and that's what we've been doing so far. Now it's a matter of reaching out to other writers and photographers, and even filmmakers, to put stuff on this platform.
So in terms of getting our guests to write these stories about, for example, this issue is going to be featuring a gentleman by the name of Mr. Perry Douglas, who is into green clean energies, and we're actually going into Jamaica with him to deal with some projects that we have here. But it's a matter of reaching out to Perry and reaching out to Prophecy and reaching out. So we get in our vehicles or we jump on a plane and we go to Jamaica or we go to Trinidad and we go and find these folks who are willing to do these interviews with us, or in the case of some others who have actually called us and said, hey, we would like to be in your magazine. So we get in the car or we get there to them with our microphone and our questions and we do an interview. And like Oz says, he takes it and he puts it into a story, hands it over to Tony. Tony does his thing around it, and boom, we have a really cool, clean-cut article for our magazine.
And don't forget the special sauces that we add to our magazine.
Is there any really amazing stories that you're kind of investigating or thinking about, or kind of themes that you want to kind of explore?
Mm-hmm. This particular one, well, I got to say, the articles in our first issues were just, in our first issue were amazing. The issue number two, again, like we said, China and the Caribbean, the Dragon and the Hummingbird. And we talk about technology articles. We talk about business. A lot of green energy is going through. We talk about health and development. But one of the next issues that we're toying with, and we would really think that would be huge, is actually the Queens of the Caribbean. You know, progressive women in the Caribbean is who we're looking to do our next issue on. So I think that would be really exciting to do. We already have some ideas in mind. So
we're thinking about Rita Marley. Mm-hmm. We're thinking about Mikhail Jean.
Uh-huh.
We're thinking about Portia Simpson Miller from mm-hmm. Jamaica. And Bessasar from Trinidad.
From Trinidad. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of powerful women who are doing things, who are changing the culture, who are changing the way people think about women and women's potential for leadership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we also have an opportunity there with Paulette Senior. She's the CEO of YWCA, which they're going to have a huge forum in Barbados coming up shortly, which we're going to be attending. But we'll also be featuring her in our segments like that, because it's really important for us to highlight in our magazine what our queens are doing with, for, amongst us.
Well, so we're just going to take a break. But that was a lot. But we're going to come back. Are you guys willing to stay?
Absolutely. We're okay. Good to go.
All right. And you're listening to Roots Reggae Radio.
To grind on an Alexa, do that ad. All of us something our friends them match your ad. Hey, the ad that I cite them our ad. Hey, I cite them at reggae stones black ass. Bing 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 bing. Now I hold on your hands. You don't want give me no something.
You're listening to Roots Reggae Radio, and this is Artists in the City. My name is Mally, a.k.a. Docu Vixen, and in studio with me is Caribbean Commerce Magazine, Oswald and Esther. Thank you for being my first guest. It's really amazing.
Oh, this is great, Mally. Thank you for having us.
So, we were talking about the magazine and the process of the magazine before the break, and I wanted to actually go into a little bit of your organic process of connecting people and sort of talk about that process, because I think it's very, very, very innovative and awesome.
Well, now, at this point, we have to mention MCK, Carl Wilson, who is, like, really a master of connecting up with people. He knows how to get people talking to each other, you know, get people hooked up. He specializes in this. And we're trying to, and we are, leveraging that ability into the work that Caribbean Commerce Magazine does, right? So we're getting him to hook up companies that are here with companies that are down in the Caribbean, entrepreneurs that are here with ideas to entrepreneurs who are down there in the Caribbean, and get that kind of synergy working, you know, on not only on behalf of himself, but as part of Caribbean Commerce, as part of our magazine team, part of our team. So we're leveraging that, and that's actually determining our character in a big way. So we're not just writing the articles, because in the articles, you can actually reach into those articles and connect with those people in those articles. You know, they are real people, and they're in most cases looking to make business contacts. You know, so that whole paradigm of connecting is now part of our DNA. You know, as part of our DNA, from Carl into our magazine, into our platform, it's part of our DNA. So this is the exciting part of what we're doing. Crickets.
So, well, maybe let's go into how can people sort of connect to your magazine. It's available on iTunes. Like, basically, how can they find you?
Mm-hmm. So, the number one way to find us is go to our website, CaribbeanCommerceMagazine.com. And from there, you can download the applications from our website. Download the application from iTunes. Issue number one is there. Issue number two is coming out shortly, within the next week or so. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook.
Yeah, and I'd like to just say that issue number one, the app is free. Issue number one is also free. But issue number two is for $4.99. We're charging $4.99 for that issue with a big article on China and the Caribbean. So it's out there. People can access it and enjoy that.
And we also have a free business registry that we're welcoming everyone to. Well, you've got a business, you want to do some networking on this platform globally in the Caribbean, register in our free business registry. That's really growing, and it's great to have some presence on there. So we're letting you know that.
And that over time, that collection of businesses in our free business directory will be a searchable database that people can go into and see what other people are doing worldwide.
I'm going to bring it back to sort of like a little selfish tip. this is the first show And people might not know, unless you follow me on social media, I am a filmmaker. I've been around the industry for a while. I'm connected. I've been working with Caribbean Tales and a lot of sort of networking in toward, you know, building an industry in the region so that we're able to tell, as filmmakers from the diaspora, to tell our own stories. So, you know, you're not just, you know, getting it from Hollywood. So I was wondering more your aspect of like connecting artists to you know, people who want to invest in the region and want to invest in the arts.
Well, one of the, in the latest Caribbean Commerce magazine, one story highlights the work of a company called Wedge 15. Now, Wedge 15 just went down to Trinidad and Tobago, and they put together a little film called Haute Caribe. And how this was done, it was actually a collaboration between a Canadian team and a team of technicians from Trinidad. So they're actually bringing those two ways of working, those two ways of being together. And they came up with something that's really beautiful, and which you can see through the app or on HauteCaribe.com. Now, in terms of film per se, we haven't really dug into that yet. But we're trying to keep open to those kinds of possibilities. I have some of my own film interests myself.
Yeah. Amazing. Maybe we could do something together.
Well, I've done some small things on drumcultures.com, the YouTube channel of Drum Cultures, featuring musicians in performance. And I've got a whole bunch of theories about that, which I won't go into right here.
That's another show.
But we are open to, our minds are open to finding out industries that want to come alive. You know, we want to find industries. I mean, while we were down there in Jamaica, I think one of those fashion shows from the States was putting on, we're recording.
Yeah.
What's America, that lady's name?
America's Next Top Model.
Yeah. They had rented space in Jamaica and they were hiring Jamaican technicians and they were making things happen. So we were like, wow, there's potential for other industries that we haven't discovered yet. I'm always in favor of finding new opportunities, you know, finding new ways of doing things and like re-visualizing things. Mm-hmm. It's not just a beach. It can be something else too. It could be a production studio. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just the beach. It could be, you know, in a solar therapy farm. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're looking for those kinds of opportunities. But we haven't, I can't say that we've, outside of Wedge 15, we haven't really tapped upon the film area yet. But we will.
So what is your vision upcoming for Caribbean Commerce Magazine?
Well, we would like to see Caribbean Commerce Magazine as a strong brand in the Caribbean and worldwide. As part of the process of growing our company, we're seeking writers, like Oz said earlier, artists from in the region and from the world. And we're seeking more people on the ground in the Caribbean to deliver, help us deliver those stories. We're particularly interested in building those necessary partnerships with the governments in the region to help us expand on this idea and this vision and this really necessary part of our cultures and our diaspora.
Actually, we're pushing ourselves. We're actually pushing ourselves. You know, at the very beginning of this, when my brother was like very excited, telling me, "Oz, we got to do this. Oz, we got to do this." I was like very like tones, you know. But I was willing to take the challenge. I was willing to take the plunge and see things in a whole new way, which I think is one of the things Caribbean Commerce Magazine is about, like putting it digital. We're not printing it. We're putting it digital. We're putting it in the present moment, mm-hmm. in the world as it is mm-hmm. right now with mm-hmm. the new evolving technology. Mm-hmm. That's what Caribbean commerce is all about. So we want to leverage more of the contemporary technology and, you know, big it up all the way.
Yeah, let's like talk a little bit about interactive because, you know, that's, I guess, where media is going. The interactivity and the different kind of multimedia kind of aspects. It's really exciting, the opportunities that the new digital format is coming. And so what is your kind of vision in that way, in that kind of aspect?
Well, for example, in our advertising, for example, we are using still photography for advertising, let's say. We're also using still photography with sound. We're embedding in all of these ways to connect with people, connect with businesses. We're putting on video apps that are also interactive. You can reach people through those. So anything, we've got 3D applications. We did a 3D application using we did a little fashion ad using sort of like a 3D process. So we're trying to use all the bells and whistles to make our magazine very appealing to people who want to bring their product, bring their brand into the 21st century, right? We want people to experience something different, exciting, and contemporary. You know, we're not really about looking backwards. We're looking forwards. And we want to actually encourage that as a way of functioning, as a way of being. Mm-hmm. You're looking forward. Mm-hmm. You're trying to make things better. You're trying to step up. We're not looking back too much. We're looking forward. Mm-hmm. So in the apps, we want to bring out more of the new stuff. And we're going to be exploring that a lot.
So, and the other thing is, some folks have asked, will you have your magazine in print format? And the answer to that question is no.
No way.
Again, that would be just looking back, and we want to look forward because, I mean, eventually, everybody's going to, you know, a lot of folks are going to have a tablet, and a lot of folks are going to have an iPad, and a lot of folks are going to have the more up-to-date avenues by which to get consumer news. And it's necessary that we, as a Caribbean and the diaspora, think about ourselves, you know, tomorrow, in the future, as opposed to still being back on paper-driven. So this is the next natural place for us to be. That's why, we're not going to have a paper print. We're going to have it on these platforms going forward.
Maybe, like, talk about your audience development and sort of what, where are you going? Like, it's basically based in the Caribbean, but what's your, like, look in towards, you know, kind of activating new audiences? Like, you have the Chinese article, so that's obviously like a thought, but maybe talk about the different audiences you're trying to kind of go towards.
Right. Our tagline for this product is for the Caribbean, for the world. So it's looking in both ways. We want our identity as Caribbean people or Caribbean diaspora people, but we don't want to cut that off from the world because we all have multiple connections with people of different nationalities, but multiple connections of people from across the world. So we want to open that up. This is why our main article in this edition is translated into Chinese, so we can reach into a Chinese market. And we want to have that as part of our work. You know, China is on the stage right now. It's on the world stage right now. It's a major, major power, economic power. And they're having an effect across the planet. And there's like a billion or so people that have access to internet over there. And they have the cash. And they're going to be coming. So we want to be able to reach out to them, you know. and that kind of thinking. So we're not just sticking in our little like wedge of the world or a little part of the world. We want to be open enough. So yeah, we are Caribbean, but we're also for the world. This is a main thought that we have going forward.
Well, it's like the Caribbean going into the world, I like to say.
You get it?
I get it. Yes. It's really exciting. Mm-hmm. What else did I had something it lost. It will come back to me. What's upcoming? You have a new issue coming out, and it's going to be bi-monthly. What else is for the future? Did we miss anything?
I think you probably covered a lot of it already. Mm-hmm. We really want to be that brand, you know. We're trying to get a very strong brand, like serious brand recognition. So when you see us, when you see those two little C's there, that, by the way, is very, very potent with meaning in terms of the cluster at the center of our logo is actually a cluster of islands, you know, and it's a wave, and we're visualizing ourselves as a wave of something new that could have a very positive effect in the Caribbean and in the world, and in the way the world sees the Caribbean, mm-hmm. like redefining how people perceive Caribbean people. You know, hey, it's Black History Week, and we're thinking about, you know, Black future. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Black. Yes. Black is,
I've
is
heard
Black
that many
future.
Times. Yes.
This is what
yes.
we want to do. Mm-hmm. We want to go from Black History Month to Black future, not just month, but on. So it's a reconceptualizing of who Black people are, like rethinking it, shaking it up. You know, playing with it. You know, getting serious and getting not serious, like expanding out of what we're capable of.
Mm-hmm. I actually remember what I was going to ask.
Yay!
Esther, we were talking during the break a little bit about, you know, the role of the diaspora going in and building sort of, local economies within the region. And I wanted to, you know, sort of dive into that and talk about a little bit what you were talking about during the break.
In terms of
in like building like local economies, right?
Oh
like,
yes. Oh okay. Sorry, Miley. I remember
That's
what we
okay.
were talking
That's
about.
Okay.
We were just talking a little bit about through having put out that first issue. We actually had a company in there called General Discovery that were. It is a trade and development. Company here in Canada who works very closely with the Canadian government, and what they actually have as one of their products is homes, building homes. And recently we actually got a call from Barbados, who are very interested in the product after having read about them in our magazine. So that was a huge accomplishment in terms of, okay, we're able to assist in that way, similar to what we did in Jamaica, because General Discovery did come with us to Jamaica, and they were present at their launch, and they did have an opportunity to put forward the product. Particularly in Barbados, what this particular group was looking for is affordable housing. So now Barbados is in conversation with us in terms of the offerings that General Discovery can provide to Barbados in terms of affordable housing, similar to what we did in Jamaica. Right now, I can't say about it. Speak about any deals being signed, but there is a lot of presence of General Discovery in Jamaica. So what this signals for Caribbean Commerce Magazine is that we're doing part of what we set out to do, writing those stories, understanding what the mandates of the government and the country and the communities are, and presenting a solution. I'm not saying we're the only solution, but we're presenting good, strong, solid direction solutions for some of the things that's needed in the Caribbean. So we're doing what we set out to do.
Yeah. So basically, it goes like you're connecting. Yeah. You know, you're connecting the people to solve the solutions.
Yeah. Yes. We're putting a solution for the issues, the problem.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in. If you have any final thoughts and make sure you plug where people can connect to you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, big time. CaribbeanCommerceMagazine.com is where you'll find us. We're on Twitter. You can link out to us through Caribbean Commerce Magazine. You can advertise with us. We invite you to register your business in our free registry. Issue number one is for free. Our issue number two, which it's just going to be, you're going to find it so amazing, interactive. We're asking a $4.99 for that. We just want to have Caribbean commerce. We're creating new technologies. That's basically what it is for the Caribbean. And we want everyone to take note and join us on this journey. We want to be the place where the Caribbean mobilizes in commerce. And as Oz says, our tagline is for the Caribbean, for the world. So we just need everyone to move together, move forward together.
Uplift together.
Mm-hmm.
That's Roots Reggae Radio. Thank you again. And Oz, did you have anything to say?
No, I'm just very happy that we got to be on your first show here.
Yeah, that's so cool, Mally. Thank you so very much for having us.
It's a nice starter. Really great. Thank you very much, Mally.
And I hope you come back.
Thank you.
You're welcome to come back anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So that wraps up our show. You have been listening to Artists in the City, and this is Roots Reggae Radio. And we'll see everybody in the whirlwind next week.
RootsReggaeRadio.com is live and plugged in.